Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 22, these are the words of God. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. So far, the reading of God's word. Now, verses 19 through 22 here apply to all of the gathered worship of the Lord's people. Hebrews 10 is bringing us to a conclusion of this extended argument of Jesus's priesthood and the access that we have in him. And that goes all the way back to chapter 3, which began talking about how we confess Jesus as both the apostle and high priest of our faith. The apostle sent from God to address us in God's behalf. And you have focus then on preaching in the assemblies of the Lord's church for most of chapter 3 and most of chapter 4. And then the transition into praying at the end of chapter 4 and really the priestly work of Christ, Christ the high priest of our faith, from chapter 4 to chapter 10. So it applies to all of the gathered worship, but especially to the praying. We began the section of the book, the middle section of the book, hearing about prayer, coming to the throne of grace. You all are familiar with that verse at the end of chapter 4. And really entering in that we may have an audience, yes, for everything else, but especially prayer. Now, there are at least five things here about the access that we have through Christ. Boldness, effectiveness, holiness, sincerity, and confidence. Boldness, you can see it right there. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest or the holy of holies. That's in parallel with what we heard at the beginning of the discussion of Christ's priesthood, that we would come boldly to the throne of grace. And God had represented himself in the former things, the shadow things, the copy things in the tabernacle, as enthroned between the cherubim on top of the Ark of the Covenant. So you can see how this is bookending with the beginning of the priestly section. And in both places we have boldness, which is really quite amazing. Even humans don't come with boldness to the throne of a human king. And the high priest would not come with boldness, but trembling into the Holy of Holies. And so what Jesus has done for us in our praying is marvelous. It's actually an application of the gospel, an expression of coming to God in prayer in the age of the Spirit, in the age of Christ's ascension and session, sitting at the right hand of God for us, that we would pray boldly, that we would have liberty before God. But not just boldness, but effectiveness. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, that this access that we have to God is one that is living and effective, guaranteed by Christ's active intercession for us. And we heard that recently, last week in chapter 7, when we considered how he always lives to intercede for us, and he is able to save us to the uttermost. He is not prevented by death from continuing in his ministry. And so prayer in Christ is effective because of his life, and his life testifies to his righteousness. He was raised, Romans tells us, on account of our justification. He is vindicated as the righteous one as he comes up out of the grave. And so we have this effective way. Jesus is the ultimate righteous man, the only one in whom any of us has righteousness before God. And so when we talk about the prayers of a righteous man being effective in their working in the praying, it is especially through Christ. So boldness, effectiveness, holiness. Verse 19 says we enter the holiest, or the holy of holies. Verse 20 uses the word consecrated for Jesus making a way. Prayer is something holy. Although we are to enter with boldness and liberty, although it is something that is effective with God, and that does encourage us, yet we are to consider it as something that is holy. It is an act of public worship. It is a drawing near to God. God says that he will be regarded as holy by those who come near him. So boldness, effectiveness, holiness, sincerity. Sincerity. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. We come to God in sincerity, not hiding who we are. We don't need to do that because we come through the high priest. We come as part of his church, part of his household, part of his family. And so we have this ability to come to God and express ourselves, knowing that God is dealing with us as those who need a mediator. God is dealing with us according to his covenant and his grace. This does not mean that you come to God and express yourself sinfully. But you do know that when you come to God, even with all of your sincerity, even informed by Scripture, trying even to use Scripture words to form your thoughts and your feelings, we are going to fail in meaning them as we ought to mean them. We are going to come to God in weakness and with remaining sin. And it enables us to come to God in sincerity that we come to God through a high priest as part of God's house. And that's what enables us to come with a true heart, to pray not just as a show or a forming of words, as if we need to manipulate God, but coming and expressing ourselves sincerely and truly. And then confidence. And this is really very similar to boldness, although boldness has more of manner, that we would have liberty in manner. But it comes from confidence in heart, confidence of heart, with a true heart in full assurance of faith. And how do we have this full assurance of faith? Because our hearts are sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies are washed with pure water. Is that kind of strange? Did any of you, well, actually some of you probably did, take a bath or a shower before we came to the prayer meeting? Perhaps none of us did. But it's not saying that we come having physically bathed this afternoon or this evening. It's talking about the sign that God has given, isn't it? That Jesus has authority in heaven and on earth. And that he is building his church, and that he's the one who has added us to his church, and we belong to him. Therefore, we have to obey him, but therefore we also have this assurance of faith that the one in whom we believe is sure. Some, I think, fall into the trap of thinking that assurance of faith is being sure of yourself. It's not at all. It's being sure of Christ and the more we look at ourselves as we seek assurance, the less assurance we'll have, and rightly so. And so I want you to notice one last thing. When it talks about the boldness at the beginning and the assurance at the end, did you notice that it uses God's covenant signs? I think it's more obvious at the end when he says, our bodies washed with pure water. But how about at the beginning there? Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. You can hear the language there, can't you? Of the Lord's Supper. And as the Lord Jesus presents his himself to us, flesh and blood from heaven, to nourish us and strengthen us at the supper, so also he gives us boldness by his flesh and blood, just as he gives us assurance by his other sign. The Lord Jesus has given us signs to strengthen our confidence in him as we come. So let us come this evening as boldly, with liberty of manner with God. Let us come expecting that God will work, that the prayer will be effective, since we come in the new and living way, or through the new and living way. Let us come as those who are participating in a consecrated, a holy task, as those who have been set apart for this holy task as well. Let us come with sincerity, with a true heart, not trying to hide who we are, yet as we come and try to serve God well in prayer, let us come feeling the freedom to be sincere, knowing that we are going to be sinful, but that we come through Christ and he has atoned for us and made us part of his house. Finally, let us come in full assurance, not being sure of ourselves so much, but rather being sure of Christ.